Lord, we come to you in the name of Jesus, asking that you would look upon us with compassion and mercy, O Lord. Look upon this broadcast. We pray that you will bless the listeners, O Lord. Have your way and let your will be done today, Jesus. Touch us today, Lord. Help us, O Lord, to bring your word, O Lord, to worship you and to lift up thy holy name, Jesus. For thou art so worthy. Help us to give thy name the praise. Help us to give thanks unto you, Lord, for the great works you have done in our lives, for the mercy that you have bestowed upon us, for how you brought us out of sin. Help us to praise you, Lord. Teach us, O Lord, give glory and honor unto thy name, Lord. Thou art so worthy, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray that you will bless in a special way. Look upon the listeners, Lord. You know their situation. You're able to take control. You're able to bless, O Lord. You're able to save to the utmost, O Lord. Help today, Lord. Help somebody to repent of their sins. Help them to give their life to you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, send thy word. Send thine anointing. Have thine own way, Jesus. Let your word be some soul, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we pray for mercy today, Lord. Somebody needs you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, some soul is grieving, Lord. I pray that you had mercy on them, Lord. Give the burden of their heart, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Save to the utmost, O Lord. Send on deliverance, Jesus. We know you're able, O Lord. Somebody need a way made. We pray that you make the way. Open up the door, Lord. In the name of Jesus. That seems to be closed in their faith. Have mercy right now, Lord. We know you're merciful, God, Lord. We know thou art a deliverer, Jesus. You're able to fix it right now, Lord. Make a way out of no way, Lord. Open up a door. In the name of Jesus. Have mercy, O Lord. Receive your mercy, Jesus. Help somebody, Lord. Help them give their life to you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, I know you're able, Lord. We know all power is in thy hand. We know you are a healer. You are this deliverer. You are a way maker, oh, Lord. You're a door opener, Lord. Help us to trust you. Help us to take you at your word, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we know you're able, Jesus. We are looking to you, Lord. The author and finisher of our faith. We're looking to you, Lord, to bring us out all right. We're looking to you today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because you are our help. You are our very present help in trouble, Lord. We're waiting. We're waiting, Lord, for you, Lord. No other help we know, Lord. You are our very present help, Lord. In the name of Jesus, help us today, Lord. Help us to stand on thy word. Help us to preach thy gospel. Help us to tell them your goodness. Help us, oh Lord, to promulgate the gospel. In the name of Jesus, Lord, the speaker of the hour, in thine anointing, O Lord, bless the day, Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we know you're able, O Lord, we know you are a deliverer, we're dependent on you, we're looking to you, and we are trusting in your word, for we know that thou art able to do all things, and there's nothing too hard for you. In the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, I pray that you have mercy on those souls. You know all about them. You know what they're going through. And you know how to deliver them. Have mercy tonight. Oh, my God, we thank you for this prayer. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for how you're blessing us. Thank you right now, Lord. Thank you for what you've already done, Lord. Thank you for what you're going to do, Lord. We thank you in faith, Lord. In the name of Jesus, have thine own way. Let thy will be done. Help us, Jesus. Help us to do thy will. In the name of Jesus. Jesus. Oh, my God, we thank you for this prayer.
Thank
this
you.
Prayer we pray, oh, Lord, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We thank God for the prayer.
Amen.
Song and for prayer, because prayer changes things. Don't matter what you're going through, God is able to deliver, and He knows how to deliver the godly out of the temptation.
Hallelujah.
He can make a way out of no way.
Yes.
God can take us through whatever we're going through, whatever tests that come upon us.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord is able to take us through.
Yes.
So we thank God for this broadcast and for the prayer. And at this time, we're going to hear some words from Evangelist Marshall. Thank
praise
you, Brother Marshall.
God bless you. Praise the Lord. We praise God.
Amen.
Tonight for His unspeakable gift of love. Amen. We thank God for
that.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank God for our opening prayer.
Yes.
Amen. And for a state of prayer changes things and prayer works.
Yes.
Amen. Prayer works. And it does change things. And thank God for even for the song.
Amen.
I want to be right. Amen. I want to be right. Amen.
Amen.
We all done with, I want to be right. I want to be able to hear the weapon voice of the Lord saying, well done. Amen. I for servant. So at this time, we're going to have our opening scripture. Amen. We're going to be reading from the book of Songs, the 40th number of songs. That's the 40th number of songs. And we're going to begin reading at the first verse. Once again, that's Songs 40 and beginning at the first verse. And it reads as follows. I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respected not the proud, not such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thought which are to us ward. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Sacrifice and offering thou didst not desire. My ears hast thou opened. Burnt offering and sin offering hast thou not required. Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me. I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart. I have preached righteousness in the great congregation. Lo, I have not refrained my lips, O Lord, thou knowest. I have not hid the righteousness within my heart. I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. I have not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth from the great congregation. Praise the Lord. We thank God for the reading of His word. Once again, from Songs, the 40th number song, the first throughout the 10th verse. Amen. May the Lord bless continue His word and continue to sanctify His word in our heart. And David was here. I waited patiently.
Mm-hmm.
He preached last night. Amen. Let us know to wait on the Lord and how that we got to wait patiently on Him. He's God
Amen.
That cannot hurry.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. But He'll be there. Just don't worry. Amen. He may not come when we want Him to come, but be it known, He's always on time. Sometimes when we're not on time, God always on time.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
We thank God for His word. Amen. Praise God. Let us continue to be encouraged. At this time, with the service in the hand of evangelists, amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I give honor to God. I give honor to whom honor is due. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
And for the benefit of those of you who are tuning in for the first time, we welcome you to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I just want to give you just a little information about who I am. I am a watch care pastor of Holy Temple Church of God, located at 4801 Liberty Heights Avenue, Baltimore, Maryland. And Holy Temple is a branch of our headquarters church, the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God Incorporated in Camden, New Jersey. Amen. Praise the Lord. Pastor Richard Jackson Jr. is our president and Northern District Overseer, and Pastor Lewis Marshall Sr. is our vice president and Southern District Overseer. Pastor Marshall is the pastor of Victory Temple Church of God, located in Jacksonville, Florida. And I am excited to announce that Pastor Marshall is on the line tonight, and he will be bringing the word. Amen. We thank God also for Mother Evangelist Janice Marshall, his companion. Amen. The Southern District Mother. Praise God. I'm just so grateful. I thank God. Evangelist Maybelle Edmond is on the line, and also my daughter, Evangelist Khadija Hameen. And I can say of a truth that this is a lineup tonight that God has orchestrated. Praise the Lord. And you're in for a beautiful treat. And this is our happy hour from 7 to 8. Amen. We are happy with Jesus alone. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We just thank God for each and every one of you for tuning in on tonight. And may the Lord bless you greatly. Praise be to God. So at this time, without further ado, we're going to ask Evangelist Khadija if she will give us a selection.
Praise Amen. God. Praise the Lord. Give honor to God. To everybody on the line, God bless you, Ben Tamim. God bless you, Ben Maybell. God bless you, Pastor Marshall.
Praise
Mother Marshall.
Lord. Bless you.
Amen. Come unto Jesus while you have time. Come unto Jesus. Make up your mind. He will make your life brand new, for he will take care of you. Come to Jesus while you have time. Just knowing Jesus sure has paid off in my life. Come to Jesus while you have though you may not have a friend, he'll go with you, to the end. Come to Jesus while you have time.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Services into the hands of Evangelist
Hameen. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for that beautiful selection. We do thank God for the beautiful opening scripture. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the beautiful prayer. And I'm just enjoying Jesus. The Lord is doing great and mighty things. This night, our theme, praise the Lord, for this show, keep your faith in the Lord. And our theme is Believe God, but the title of the show is Keep Your Faith in the Lord. And that scripture that was read, the 40th number of Psalm, praise the Lord, and I believe it is the fourth verse. It says, blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust.
Amen.
Praise God. It's so wonderful to keep your trust in the Lord. Amen. So at this time, I would like to introduce to you our speaker for this evening in the person of Pastor Lewis Marshall Sr. Amen. Next voice you hear is Pastor Marshall.
God bless you. God bless you. Thank you. We're so grateful unto God for this time and opportunity. And due respect to all of God's people, the ministers, evangelists, and all, First Lady here, God has been good to us.
Amen.
You know, amen.
And I was listening to Evans Amin, and she said, the Lord orchestrated this tonight. Amen. And you can amen. You was on my mind today. The Lord, I thought about you. So the Lord, he knows all things. He doeth all things well. So I'm
glad
to be a part of this broadcast tonight. And I agree with the evangelist. Amen. In the behalf of this is our happy hour.
Amen.
When you start, amen, singing about Jesus, this is something to get happy about.
Amen.
Tonight, amen, for the Lord blessing and allowing this to happen. But I'm not going to weary you unnecessarily, but we want to take your attention to the Word of God. We're grateful for everyone that, amen, listening on tonight. Amen. And hopefully you will find comfort and strength, encouragement through this Word tonight. Amen. We're going to go to the Word of God from the book of St. Matthew, the 11th chapter. The 11th chapter of St. Matthew. Glory to God. And we're going to begin reading, amen, around the 10th verse. For this is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. Verily I say unto you, among them that are born of women, there hath not risen a greater than John the Baptist. Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent taketh it by force. For all the prophets and the law prophesied unto John, and if you will receive it, this is Elias, which was he that had ears to hear, let him hear. Thank God for his written word tonight. Amen. So gracious unto us, sparing our lives, blessing us and keeping us in this time and chaotic time. Amen. We can only look to nobody but God.
Amen.
We can trust nobody but the Lord. He won't save you. He won't come up short. As a matter of fact, he tells us, his hand is not short that he cannot see. His ear is not heavy that he cannot hear. So God, he knows our thoughts are far off. He understands all about us. He's acquainted with all of our ways. Glory to God. And no, can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like the Lord.
Glory to God.
And leaving our subject with you on tonight, no tower. No tower. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
No tower. And hopefully it will be open up to more as we go into the message. But John time when John came on the scene, amen, before Christ, amen, it was a difficult time. People was in their own way, own thoughts and own means. And I believe, as God's word said, God said, my thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways. And as high as the heaven are above the earth, so are God's ways and thoughts above man. So it is, God, he knows all about us in a better time like this. And John was going through, if we say, a crucial and a rough time. Because in this time, the people they had only begun to believe in the law, or said they did anyway. And so John came preaching Jesus. Glory to God. Ain't that wonderful to know tonight we got a friend in Jesus?
Yes.
And on that day, we got a friend in Jesus.
Amen.
But tonight, amen, we're speaking from that subject once again, no tower. Amen. We live in a crucial time no more. John Town, basic, amen, if we say it, can be compatible to our time. Amen. It's rough now. And this is why we need the Lord. Amen. And somebody said, if you ever needed the Lord before, you sure do need him now. And God knows we need him. The nation needs him. America needs him. The world needs God.
Yes.
Amen. So here it is. John began to relate, amen, even the more. And Jesus began to relate to them. Amen. They said, behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare the way before thee. God. The Lord always, amen, prepare the way for us, open doors for us, make ways for us. Because we ourselves, naturally, we don't know. But the Bible says, for as many that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God.
Amen.
And all of that happening, amen. And John, amen, Jesus began to record, he mentioned the word and said, that I say unto you, among them that are born of women, there has not risen a greater than John the Baptist.
Preach.
He that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. God had blessed John. Elizabeth, his mother, when she was carrying him, amen, Mary gave Elizabeth the message that, amen, that she was carrying, amen, the Savior. And John was in the womb of Elizabeth, his mother. And when John heard the news, John leaped for joy in his mother's womb. So you, God knows what he's doing.
Amen.
Also, this is a time, amen, and a battle or a fight that we're in. This is why now, amen, the Bible lets us know the fight, the good fight of faith. Take hold on eternal life in a day and a time like this. This is what we got to do. And
amen.
When you look, amen, we hear boxing matches. And when people start out, amen, boxing, many times they're amateurs. And maybe they may go three rounds. They're just amateurs. They kind of learning their craft. But they really don't know boxing just yet. They're just getting their feet wet. And then after a while, and a few years with experience, amen, they may move up, amen, to six rounds. Glory to God. And all of this taking place, amen, by this being that crowd, they should be learning something more, advancing them to the next stage. Just like you and I in life. Life is a teacher. Glory to God. We want to learn about Christ and the righteousness of God, surely enough, life will teach you.
Amen.
And so,
amen.
Boxer and his craft, after those 6 years, maybe, and a few more years of six rounds, and a few more years passing, he may go to 12 rounds. By the time he gets to 12, boxing 12 rounds, amen, he should have his feet up on him. He should be ready to go and ready to take care of business in the ring. Well, let me tell you something, church. Amen. We're in this battle for our fight for our life.
Amen.
And as we have gone down through the years, and we have experienced many things in our lives.
Yeah.
Tests have knocked us down. And then there are some that have put us on our knees. Hallelujah. But then there are some that have come along, amen, and knocked us down to our face. Glory to God. It's on the mat. Yeah. Hallelujah. But think about it. We may be down, but not out.
Amen.
Amen.
You see, we are those, amen, that has matured unto the 15 rounders. 12 rounds was okay.
Preach.
But those that are in God and believers of Christ,
well, yes.
Amen, we're in 15 rounders. Glory be to God. And the thing about it is, amen, trials, amen, they're going to come.
Well, yes.
Yes.
Temptation is going to rise on every side.
Amen.
Somebody know what I'm talking about.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. But I'm telling you tonight, amen, in the 15 rounders, amen, as I mentioned about, amen, those in the 12 rounders getting knocked on their face.
Yes.
Glory to God. And sometimes the corner men, the manager, amen, they look to reach, amen, for a tower.
Mm-hmm.
They throw a tower in the ring to save their boxer.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But I told you that we are those that are believers in Christ.
Yes.
Amen. We didn't come past the 3 and the 6 rounder. We didn't come past the 12 rounder. Amen. We're 15 round, amen, in this fight to God. But I'm here to tell you, we may be knocked down, but not
yes.
out.
Hell!
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And the thing about it is, glory to God, ain't no need of looking to no corner. Ain't no need of looking around for no manager. Because the Lord is on our side.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
You don't look for no manager to throw in some tower.
Amen.
It's no tower tonight.
Amen.
You got to fight. Your back against the wall. You got to put your best time in.
Amen.
Sometimes
yes.
knock to your knees. That's the time to call on the Lord the more.
Yes.
You said, Jesus.
Jesus.
Lord, I need you.
Boy, yeah.
Lord, I need you. Lord, be to God. Because no tower, ain't no tower going to save you. Lord,
yeah.
It's not going to save you. When you think about that tower, well, it's being an absorbent cloth. It's not going to save you.
Amen.
Amen. People use for wiping a dry. Amen. It's not going to save you.
Amen.
Amen. But your life got to be in the hands of the Lord. We got to trust the Lord God.
Amen.
With all of our heart, all of our soul, and all of our mind, and sure all of our strength.
Amen.
No tower. No tower. This is a fight to the death. Glory to God. Ain't nobody going to throw no towel in. Forget about the corner. We're in this battle now. Glory be to God.
Amen.
That's what John even was saying. Thank you, Jesus. When John said from the days, Jesus began to speak from the days of John the Baptist, even
yes.
until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence.
Yes.
And the violence, amen, taketh it by force. It's about
amen.
Glory be to God.
Amen.
We take it by force.
Yes.
It's not going to be given to us,
amen.
But we got to take it by force. Church, no tower.
Amen.
Glory be to God. But we got to put our time in, knowing that at the end, amen, when it's all over and said and done,
yes.
the Lord God himself, he's going to take care of the wiping away. John the Revelator said that the Lord himself going to wipe away the tears from our eyes.
Amen.
I heard what he said, that time going to come, there'll be no more tears. Somebody tell God, thank you.
Thank you, thank you, Jesus.
No more sorrow.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
No more sorrow. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is a fight for our life.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
I heard it being said, be violent, but make it in.
Amen.
Be violent,
yes.
but make it in.
Oh, yes.
Be
yes.
violent to the Lord, like unto Elijah. I'm jealous. I'm jealous for God. Glory be to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I
yes,
say,
Lord.
Amen. Be bound for the Lord. But take it in. Don't give up. Amen. Don't worry about a punch being missing. Just know that God got you.
Yes.
God got you all the way around.
Amen.
He don't only have your back. God got your front too.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
He's on our side.
Well, yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
And think about it now.
Yes.
He already told you and I that in the time of trouble,
yes,
that we can call on him. And while we was yet calling,
mm-hmm,
he said he would answer.
Yes,
do you believe it tonight?
Amen.
Is there anybody?
Amen.
Glory be to God.
Yes,
I'm telling you right now, in this fight for our life, knowing that nobody, that no towel is going to be thrown in the ring, we got to have somebody,
yes,
to rely upon. We got to have somebody to look
somebody
to.
Yes.
We got to have somebody that's been,
yes,
down the road before. And nobody,
yes,
but Jesus.
Jesus,
yes, Jesus been down the road.
Oh,
yes. Hallelujah.
You.
Jesus,
yes,
been down this road.
Amen.
Oh, yes, he has.
Jesus.
And so when the going
gets
tough, we got to give it to Jesus.
Amen.
Calling upon his name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In Matthew 1:21,
yes,
glory to God. And says, she shall bring forth a son.
Yes.
And thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he,
yes,
shall save his people from their sins.
Amen.
Yes.
Go.
Thank you, Jesus.
But we got to give him the opportunity.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In the fight, looking back, what the Bible said, he that put his hand to the gospel plow and hallelujah.
Amen.
He's not fit for the kingdom of God.
Amen.
So don't get in the fight looking back.
Amen.
Don't get in the fight down God that you're in this fight. And the God that's on our side,
yes,
he's never lost a battle.
Amen.
Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah, God.
Hallelujah.
He's never lost a battle. So why?
Amen.
Why now?
Yes,
do you think the Lord is going to allow a battle to be lost now with you in this fight? God is not going to allow it to happen.
Amen.
Come on, tell God, thank you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In other words, you and I cannot lose with the Lord on our side.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
We cannot lose.
Right.
Amen. Stop looking. Stop looking around for a tower.
Mm-hmm.
Remember my subject text. No tower.
Amen.
No tower.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's not going to happen.
Amen.
Amen.
It's not going to happen.
Amen.
It's not one coming up from the corner. It's not going to drop down from the ceiling.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory to God.
Amen.
No tower. Amen.
Yes,
that's
you.
Using the expression of refusal. In other words, you're refusing the tower, just like Jesus did up on the cross.
Amen.
But it was,
yes,
up there,
yes,
from the sixth to the ninth hour.
Yes.
Glory,
yes,
to God. He dropped
in the locks
of his shoulders, yes, and he cried out, Eli, Eli, Lama Sabathana. My God, why hast thou forsaken me?
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, yes.
And somebody, glory be to God, somebody,
yes,
amen, begin to try to get him vinegar mixed with gold,
wow,
to take away some of the pain. Hallelujah. But Jesus,
Jesus,
I said Jesus,
Jesus,
hallelujah, he refused it.
Amen.
He refused it.
Amen.
Why did he refuse it? Because he knew those of us that was coming along behind him, the time would come,
yeah,
when we must suffer persecution.
Yeah.
The time would come, We must struggle.
Yes, Lord.
So go through it, church. Go through it tonight. Don't allow nobody to camouflage it and throw something in there in this fight seeming to rescue you. Amen. It's only something false. There's no life to it. Glory be to God.
Amen.
But remember what Jesus said.
Yes.
Glory to God, said the thief cometh not.
Yes.
But to steal, to kill, and to destroy.
Amen.
Yes.
Prepared, I am come.
Lord, yes.
That they might have life and
life.
Abundantly.
Amen.
Refuse it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Lord,
refuse it.
Yes.
What try to come as amen to be camouflaged as a tower. Remember, no tower. Glory to God. Make it up in your heart and your mind. Suffer with him. I'm going to reign with him. Tell God, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Tell him, thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory.
Amen. No meaning, no. Amen. It's a negative response. Amen. Wherein did you say no? Amen. A negative response to voting in behalf of something wrong. You say no. You're not going that way.
Amen.
You're not going out like that.
Amen.
That's what the Lord would have us know.
Mm-hmm.
This is a fight for our life, church.
Yes.
Don't think it's going to be a fiery bed of ease.
Amen.
Don't think everybody you on the back.
Amen.
Don't think every time you get a phone call, it's somebody to encourage you.
Yes.
Glory.
All right.
Or when you get an email, amen, you think of somebody to uplift your spirit. No, no, no. You got to do like David did.
Yes.
Cry out to the Lord. Oh, my soul. Why God is quiet within me.
Amen.
Hope thou in God.
Oh, yes.
Who has been up on my countenance.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. Get on. Amen. And the phone calls you want. Get all the emails. All of that you may want. But nothing is going to lift you up off that canvas. Touching no one but the Lord.
Amen.
I said no tower.
No tower.
No tower.
Amen.
No tower.
Amen.
No tower.
Amen.
It's not going to happen.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's
Amen.
Not going to happen.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. It's not going to happen.
Thank you.
No, you will not be rescued with some false. You won't be delivered. Amen. Through no lie.
Amen.
It's not going to happen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Like it unto Jesus when he was out in the garden. Glory to God.
Yes.
And he was out there praying.
Amen.
Glory to God, and praying so earnestly until sweat fell from his face as great drops of blood falling to the ground.
Amen.
What are you saying? Brother preacher, you got to go through it in order to come out.
Amen.
You got to go through this now, this fight,
yes.
In order to come out, in order for you to get up off the canvas. You got to go through it. Your face touching the canvas so you can know what it feels like.
Yes.
Knocked down. Oh, my God. You may be knocked down, but not forsaken.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And the thing about God, God is not going to allow you and I to be took to the birth that we're able to bear.
Amen.
And with the temptation, he declared he would provide a way of escape that we may be able to bear it.
Amen.
Is there
Amen.
Amen. Come on, tell God, thank you.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, but no, no tower. No tower. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is a fight for your life. And listen,
Amen.
For your life. Glory to God, a lot of things happen. Oh, yes, it does. A lot
yes.
happens.
Oh, yes.
Amen. Amen. A lot of things happen. But you got to remember, this is for your life.
Amen.
That's why the Lord told us through the writer of Revelation, be thou faithful unto death.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I'll give thee a crown of life.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes.
This crown that fadeth not away.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's going to be worth it all.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
All about being lied on, being knocked down, being spit on. Amen. And being deceived and lied to. Amen. It's going to be
yes.
worth it all.
Amen.
But just know. Amen. No tower. Hallelujah.
No tower.
No tower. That's only falsehood.
Amen.
That's falsehood. You got to beware of those that try to offer you some deliverance.
Amen.
In the form of a tower.
Hallelujah.
It's not going to work.
No.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's not going to work.
Amen.
No,
amen.
No, no. You got to stay in this fight because
mm-hmm.
it's your life.
Yes,
in a day and a time like this. Glory
mm-hmm.
be to God.
Yes,
amen. Luke, the physician, he declared and said, strive to enter in at the straight gate. For
yes.
many of them to you will seek to enter in and shall not be able. Let this woman. We got to keep fighting, church. We got to keep fighting. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Because the enemy, he's trying to deceive us.
Yes.
And the
yes.
fight. Tells us, God's word says, other words, in your patience, possess ye your soul.
Amen.
And false way of deliverance is not going to last.
Amen.
It's not going to work.
Amen.
If you
Amen.
And be deceived and allow yourself, amen, to be drawn away after that fake tower that somebody may try to slip in there.
Yes.
Amen. You, amen, it's going to bother your conscience. You're going to wrestle with it. Amen. Because why? You will not have the full deliverance that God designed for you to have.
Amen.
Glory be to God. But
yes,
if you stay in the fight, God's going to deliver.
Oh, yes.
And right on time.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, he will.
Won't God do it, church?
Amen.
Yes, he will. Yes.
God will do it.
Yes, he will.
I believe Paul the Apostle said, and every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things.
Yes.
Now, amen, that do it obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. Look at here, look at here. Look at here, church. It's not going to last. What they try to
amen.
To you. Amen. It's going to be corruptible. But you see, in this fight, we are seeking an uncorruptible crown, a one that fadeth not away.
Yes.
And I heard the writer said in the book of Matthew, the 24th chapter, said, he that endureth unto the end shall be saved. Glory
yeah.
to God. It's going to be worth it all, saints. It's going to be
Amen.
Worth it all.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Don't refuse no false way out. No falsehood. No pretense.
Amen.
Stay with God.
Oh, yes.
No
tower. Yes. No tower.
No tower.
Amen.
In a day and a time like this.
Amen.
No tower.
Okay.
Amen. Amen. It's amen. It's not going to work. Amen. No time.
Thank you.
And think about it. Amen. Maybe there are those of you that's listening tonight. You're in a
yes.
fight in your life. But
yes.
you don't know the Lord in the pardon of your sins.
All
this
right.
is an opportunity to get to know him.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So that you can have someone in your corner. Glory to God. When it showed up, get amen tough. You got somebody that you can call on.
Boy, yes.
When it really, really gets rough, you got somebody that you can lean on
amen.
And depend on in a day and a time like this.
Amen.
Maybe there are those a bite of their life. Amen. And hooked on drugs, hooked on alcohol. Amen.
Yes.
Molestation. Amen. All of these things and others. God will come to you.
Oh, yeah.
God is able to fix it for you.
Amen.
God is able to work it out for you.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah. He's in your corner.
Amen.
He know he will only have your back. He'll have you all the way over. God won't leave you. For God declared and said, he that cometh to him, he will in no wise cast him out.
Amen.
God won't cast you out.
Amen.
God won't put
Amen.
You out.
Amen.
I know there's people.
Yes.
Glory be to God. Now, people, amen, that have counted you out and don't want nothing to do with you. And sometimes
yes.
it's your own family.
Amen.
But let
yes,
me tell you
preach
something.
It.
Know this. The Bible says, for God so loved the world.
Yes.
That means you too.
Amen.
That he gave his only begotten son. That whosoever believes in him should not perish. But it should have everlasting life.
Amen.
God died
Amen.
For you.
Glory to God.
Your drug habit.
Amen.
Your alcohol habit.
Yes.
Amen. All
yes.
habits that are wicked and evil. God died
yes.
that you and I may have a right to the tree of life.
Amen.
And
yes.
God count on you.
Glory to God.
He's looking to you. Amen. That you will come to him.
Amen.
Give him a chance.
Yes, Lord.
He's standing there. The Lord is standing watching you right now,
my Lord.
Wherever you may be, with outstretched arms. And he's saying, come unto me,
yes,
all you that labor and are heavy laden.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And he said, I'll give you rest.
Oh, yes.
But you got to be willing to come.
Come
to Jesus.
Amen.
You got to be willing to sell out.
Yes.
Sell out to Jesus.
Amen.
Yes.
Many of us have walked down those roads, those dark roads of drugs, those dark roads of alcohol, those dark roads many have walked down them of adultery, whoring and lying and all of that.
Yes.
But today, God is willing and able to blot out your transgression.
Amen.
And move them away from you.
Amen.
As far as the east is from the west.
Yes, Lord.
And
yes.
them no more.
Amen.
Wherein that you repent of your sin.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Think
Lord
about
God.
It.
Thank you, Jesus.
Think about
Bless
it.
God.
The text said no tower.
Okay.
But without Christ, amen.
Yes,
you're just out there, amen, battle by yourself.
Yes.
Amen. And this fight that you're in, everybody telling you, it don't take this. It don't take that. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
And I'm telling you tonight. Amen. It takes what the Lord said. And if you do what the Lord's word said, he'll bring you out all right.
Amen.
Yes, amen.
Don't talk.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And just know this. That those that are telling you, amen, different things, they're not in your corner no way.
Amen.
They're not with you no way. They're just
Amen.
Lying to you.
Amen.
They're
yes.
just deceiving you.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. They're close to you to deceive you that much more.
Amen.
But tonight, you come to Jesus. You don't have to worry about no time. The Lord is right there. You can lay your head in his bosom of love. Love to God. You can rest in that peace. Unspeakable peace.
Amen.
Amen. That surpasses all understanding.
Amen.
Well,
yes.
you can rest in the righteousness of God.
Thank you.
Well,
Amen.
And that's what the scripture tells us. Amen. And if you will receive it, this is Elias, which was for to come. He that hath ears to hear, let him
yes.
hear.
Yes, let him hear.
Hearing what this word said to you tonight, you have an opportunity to cross over on the Lord's side, wherein that you don't know
it. Amen.
Some may say, well, I've started going to church. That's good. Amen.
Yes.
But that's two different grace. What do you mean? Two works or steps to Christ. That's conversion and sanctification.
Amen.
That means you repent of your sin. God will take your life. Amen. Change you from your old way. Turn you all 360 degree turn.
Amen.
God will do it.
Yes, Lord.
I'm a living witness.
Amen.
Amen. God will do it. Amen. And so it is. When God converts you, change your life, God will clean you up. He'll start working out your life. And you won't have to worry about looking for no other way out, no tower. Amen. A tower, amen, even the mole itself, even in a boxing ring, it may stop the fight of that, stop that particular battle at all. But you cannot, amen, stop the fight within the person.
Amen.
Be violent,
mm-hmm.
amen, but make it in. No tower.
Amen.
Give God a chance. In a dead attack, give him a chance. Hopefully you've been, amen, been encouraged, you've been uplifted. Amen. And there, those that desire to know him, maybe they have drawn your interest that you want to get to know him. This is your chance, opportunity now.
Boy, yes.
God bless you. They have a smile upon you. Thank God for his word. God bless you.
Amen. Praise God. Thank God for that beautiful, inspiring message. Didn't our hearts burn with him?
Yes.
Praise be to God. And as the preacher has already given that invitation, let us go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for sending us your word, Lord.
Yes,
we thank you for the speaker on tonight. Oh, God, we ask right now that you will let your word go out and let it reach every heart of every hearer on tonight. Lord God, bless abundantly in the name of Jesus. Those, Lord, who are desiring to be saved, Lord, we pray right now that you will save their souls, that you will deliver them right now in the name of Jesus, that they will look to you, oh God, and surrender their whole lives unto you. We believe you, Lord Jesus, and we are taking you at your word. We ask right now that you will forgive the sins of everyone, Lord Jesus. Forgive our sins and our shortcomings.
Yes,
we ask you, Lord, to make us what you'll have us to be. Lord, we believe you right now, and we count it as done, and we give you thanks, and we bless your holy name.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
We thank you for your mercy.
Thank you
for staying the hand of death. Thank you for your healing power, Lord. We
thank you
for deliverance, oh God. We thank you for salvation. We thank you for all that you've done and what you're doing even now. Lord, we pray a special prayer on everyone, Lord, who is listening in on tonight, that you will bless them according to your holy will, that you'll command the blessing to come upon them and overtake them.
Yes, Lord.
Bless each and every one of us, Lord Jesus, with the blessings that we stand in need of.
We receive
it, oh God, and we
Lord.
Thank you for it. We're asking all these and other blessings in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Thank God. Amen. Just keep the faith and trust in the Lord, because he is the one that's in our corner. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God, don't look for some falsehood or something else to rescue you out of this fight.
Right.
Amen. Because the Lord, he's the one that's in our corner.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And I just thank God for that beautiful message. I thank God
Amen.
Because, you know, that he knows exactly what we need. And that word ministered to me on tonight. Amen. And I want to encourage all of you to take that word in and to apply it to your life on a daily basis. From this day forward, apply that word to your life.
Yes.
We're so grateful.
Amen.
We thank God for this radio ministry and how the Lord has blessed us so greatly. Again, so happy to have Pastor Marshall and Mother Marshall on the line
Amen.
On tonight. Praise
Amen.
The Lord. We're coming down to the close of our show, and I just want to give you the dates and times that we are on. We are airing on Friday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 3:30 p.m. And if you want to listen online, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingsService1ONE School. And that's how you can listen to us online. If you'd like to reach out to us by corresponding and writing, you may send it to P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. And if you want to call in, the number is 410-209-7503. And this is the conclusion of our radio broadcast for this evening. Please tune in with us on Sunday at 3:30 p.m. God bless you. We love you all. And may heaven smile upon you.
Praise bless
God. Thank God for our Southern District Overseer preaching the great word of God.
Amen.
I just want to encourage Pastor Marshall.
God
keep on preaching the word of God and let God have his way in your life.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. This concludes the show.